It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA released their last crop progress crop condition ratings report for the 2024 crop year. That report, of course, ends at the end of November. And at this point, we're pretty much done with the harvest and with seeing growing conditions for the winter wheat. When we return from the break, though, we'll talk about the numbers for the last report.
Volatility continues to be seen in the cattle markets. Between February and September, feeder cattle futures dropped over $48. Since hitting lows, feeder cattle have recovered almost 50%. Can your operation handle another test of the September lows? Talk to the professionals at Martinson Ag to develop a plan for your cattle operation. By establishing a floor under your spring calves, you can take the volatility and stress of worrying about selling your calves. Call Martinson Ag to see what strategy works best for your operation.
USDA's last crop progress report for the 2024 calendar year was released on Monday afternoon, and well, the report is pretty thin looking at news as far as what is going on as far as crop progress and crop conditions. Looking at most of the numbers, the ones that we care about, sunflower harvest was 93% complete. That's up 5% from the previous week and 9% ahead of the five-year average, which sits at 84%. North Dakota has 91% of their sunflowers now in the bin versus 81% average. Winter wheat planting continues to lag behind and is not finished quite as yet. 97% of the winter wheat is now in the ground. That's up 3% from the previous week, down 1% for the five-year average. Emergence is at 89% complete, which is equal to the five-year average. As far as winter wheat conditions, again, we saw a tremendous increase as far as crop ratings are concerned. The crop jumped 6% to be rated at 55% good to excellent. Colorado's crop improved by 3%. Illinois improved by 5%. Kansas improved by 6% and is now 55% good to excellent. Montana continues to lag, but it is up 4% to 39% good. Oklahoma's improved by 11%, and Texas is improved by 5% to 52% good to excellent. In the last 4 weeks, the winter wheat crop has improved 17%, so it's seen a pretty good push once the rains finally showed up in the southern plains. This is the second best rating for this week in the for the last 8 years. As far as topsoil moisture, because of the rain, it improved 6% to be 65% surplus to adequate, while subsoil moisture improved by 4% to 54% surplus to adequate. In all, this now wraps up the growing season. Looks like we're going in a little bit of a wet condition, so that should help once things start to, once spring starts to arrive.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.